Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to BlogTalkRadio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? How you doing today? How's the weather in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, the sun is shining, and the skies are blue and beautiful. And there's no wind in sight, even though they predict rain for this afternoon and this evening. But right now it's about 70 degrees, so it's beautiful weather in Las Vegas. It's almost getting to be summertime. Yes, it's almost summertime, but we do have to go through our wintertime season. So we are in the desert, so we can expect that it gets cold. Actually, the weather says that it's going to rain tonight and tomorrow. So we're expecting to have showers in Las Vegas for the next 3 days. So I'm outside, and I'm enjoying the sunlight and the beautiful 70-degree weather. It's beautiful out here. So I don't have anything to complain about at all. All right, DJ Papa D, let's talk about sports. Yeah, we had four games this past weekend, and they are the Alternative American Football League. And this was week number four. So let's see how the teams did. Papa D, who played on Saturday, and what was their score?
All right. So for the Alliance of American Football, on Saturday, the first game was the San Diego Fleet and the Memphis Express. And the Memphis Express won 26-23.
They beat San Diego?
Yep.
26-23.
Oh,
wow. That's Memphis's first win.
I believe it is. Yeah.
And San Diego, that's their second loss. So now they're 2-2. All right. And Memphis is 1-3. So, well, that's good. It's about time they won a game. All right. Continue. Who played the second game?
So Orlando played the Salt Lake City Stallions, and Orlando beat them 20-11.
20-11. Orlando beat Salt Lake City.
Right, 20-11.
All right. What's their record?
Orlando Apollos are now their stats here. They're now 4-0, and Salt Lake City is 3.
3-1?
Salt Lake City is 1-3.
Oh, 1-3. Oh, man.
Right.
All right. So, 4-0 versus 1-3. Okay.
Right.
Well, all right. Well, okay. So, what's happening on Sunday?
All right. So, on Sunday, San Antonio Commanders beat the Birmingham Iron. And they beat them 12-11.
Oh, really?
And,
12-11?
Yeah.
Hey, that was a tight score. What was the Commanders' record?
The Commanders, they're 2-2 now. So I'm not sure if that was their second loss or their second win. I think that was their second loss.
Oh. Okay. And the other team they played?
They played the Birmingham Iron, and Birmingham is 3-1. So I think maybe that was Birmingham's loss, first loss, and that was San Antonio's win. So San Antonio must have been 1-2.
Okay.
Yeah, and so the last game was Atlanta Legends. They beat the Arizona. Where's Arizona at? They beat the Arizona team 14-11. So
wow,
now
14-11. That's some low scoring
right.
game. All right.
Yeah, I know. Must be getting tough. So now we have Orlando in first place with 4-0. We have Birmingham in second place at 3-1. We have in third place, it's a tie between San Diego Fleet, the San Antonio Commanders, and the Arizona Hotshots, and they're all at 2-2. And in fourth place, we have Salt Lake City Stallions, Memphis Express, and Atlanta Legends all at 1-3. So Orlando's moving ahead of the pack. They're stretching out a little bit, with Birmingham not far behind. And those two teams play again this weekend. So I play this coming weekend, so that should be interesting.
Oh, really? The first and second place team are playing this weekend? Ooh,
yeah.
That should be a good game. A good game. We'll see if it's going to be high scoring, because both of them seem to have good offenses. So that's really good. All right. Sounds good. So that's both games on Saturday and Sunday, right?
Right.
All right. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, play a comedy spot.
And we'll be right back.
And we'll be right back. Thank you. What's up, Las Vegas? How's everybody doing today? Are you feeling good? Hey, we had some rain in Las Vegas yesterday. Last night, they had the Thunder and Lightning show all over in Las Vegas. It was amazing. I just heard about it, though, because I was inside in the bed when the lightning took place. So I heard about it from all of the girls I talked to today. They said it was beautiful. I love the rain. And I'm like, how can you love the rain unless you have a boyfriend to love the rain with? Because otherwise, we don't like the rain. We don't want to walk around in the rain. We want the sunshine. We want to groove in the sunlight, in the heat in Las Vegas. That's what I'm talking about. I don't know what them girls are talking about, but they said they love the rain It was so pretty. And they went and walked outside in the rain. And I'm like, oh, you girls are stupid. You guys are just stupid. Just stupid. How can you like the rain and you don't even have a boyfriend to walk in the rain with? Isn't rain and weather lovers' weather? Isn't that weather where you sit and you cuddle and you hug and you kiss in the rain? Ain't that what the rain is about? Otherwise, we want to be in the sunshine. We want to be walking up and down the street enjoying the light, enjoying the heat. That's what we come to Vegas for. We want to enjoy the show, and we want to enjoy the girls on the strip. So what are they talking about? We enjoyed the rain. It was so pretty. I'm like, come on, pass me with that nonsense. Pass me. Pass it on. Why? I don't want to hear that. Because if you ain't my girlfriend and we ain't hugging and snuggling and hooking up, and I don't want to be in the rain. I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower because I don't like the water. I don't like the rain at all. So anyway, I like going swimming, though, but I don't like being wet just for the sake of being wet with all your clothes on. That ain't cool. Anyway, I don't know.
Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Trying to love one another.
Oh.
Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? I got a real short story to tell you today. I was living in Los Angeles, and I was going to Sarah High School, which is an all-boys Catholic high school. And I moved to the city of Carson, but I was still going to Sarah High School because my mother had bought me a motorcycle to ride to school. So I was riding the motorcycle, and I was going to Sarah High School. And my two best friends that lived in L.A., they lived right around the corner from me. They ended up moving to Carson, too. And they went to a high school in Lawndale. They went to Luzinger High School, which was a co-ed high school. And after school, I would ride my motorcycle over to their school to hang out with them after school. Now, the oldest brother, his name was Ricky, and the other one was Rick Rock. We called him, his name was Bernard, but we called him Rick Rock. They went to Luzinger High School. But Rick played football on the high school football team. So I would go around and I would watch the practice while they were playing, while they were practicing. After I got out of practice, I would go around there and hang out and walk around the school with Rick Rock. And me and him would walk around and talk to all the girls. And we kind of, people thought we were brothers because both of us were dark skinned. And Ricky was light-skinned, so they didn't even know that Ricky was his brother. But I went up to the school, and I was hanging out with Bernard, and everybody, all the girls liked Bernard, because Bernard was a major flirt. He was a playboy at heart, and he always did good with the girls, and I used to watch his style, because I wanted to be like Bernard, because he had no shame in his game. He had no fear in his rap ability. He was just a man. And even though he was younger than me, I used to look up to him. So we would go around the schoolyard. He would be talking to some girls because they all liked him. So they would see me. And they would like me, too. And they would be real nice to me and everything. And I started getting my way around the school. I started meeting different girls. When I went up there to see them, I would meet all these girls. And one day I met this girl named Martha. And we were walking around the school. And she wanted to go to her locker in the school building. So I walked her to her locker, and she was turning the combination on her locker to open her locker up, and she was going to get her books. And she pulled her books out, and I don't know what came over me, but I thought it was time for me to make a move. And I pinned her against the lockers, and I started kissing her, and she turned around and dropped her books and just wrapped her arms around my shoulders, and she gave me deep tongue kissing back. And I was like, whoa, I'm doing the move, and this girl is liking it. And she just kissed me, and we had a long French kissing love affair for about 10 minutes. I was in love for 10 minutes, and she was dark-skinned, so it was two dark-skinned people in the hallway kissing, and people were walking by, and they were looking at us, but she had her eyes closed, and she was kissing me, and I had my eyes closed, and I was kissing her, and, oh, I felt like I was the man. I couldn't do no wrong. And so when we stopped kissing, she just looked at me and gave me a big smile. And I was like, wow, that was good. And she's like, yeah, so are you going to be my boyfriend now or what? And I looked at her like, be your boyfriend? Wait a minute, we were kissing and stuff, but I wasn't planning on being your boyfriend. So I don't know. I got to think about that. And she said, okay, well, the next time you come here, we'll talk about it. And I said, all right, that sounds good to me. So the next time I went to the school, I found her. And she was like, well, are you going to be my boyfriend or not? And I was like, well, I actually got a girlfriend. But, yeah, I can be your boyfriend. I don't know how much time I can dedicate to this relationship, but I can be your boyfriend every time I come up to the campus. It'll be me and you. And she laughed, and she thought that was cool. So I was like, all right, I had another girlfriend. And that made two girlfriends for me in the same year. I had Desiree that went to Gardena High School, and then I had Martha that went to Luzinger High School. Oh, it was a good time. Yep, it was really good. And that's all I have to tell you about Martha. I graduated, and she was an underclassman, so she was still in school when I graduated and moved on. But I hope you enjoyed that story. It was kind of taking me way back to when I was a 12th grader in high school, and she was like a 10th grader at her school. But we hooked up, and it was all good. Yep. Okay, DJ Papa D, play a song. And then we'll be right back for our commercial break and for the end of the show.
But when I'm caught all alone, I thought obsessive. It's a state of depression. And then the thunderclouds of doubt move in. I begin to wonder, do you still love me? But after that, my whole world is beautiful.
I love it. One, two, three.
And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Do whatever you wanna do.
I did something that most people don't have nerve to do. I became a stripper. I like dancing in front of women. I'm thinking that's going to be a great thing. So I went and I put an outfit together. I put a Dracula cape together, and my cape went all the way to the ground. And my wingspan was like about 6 feet on either side, and it was all cape. And I had taken a wave cap, and I put that on my head. And then I put white Devo glasses on. I had black leather gloves and a fishnet dress. It was like a long mini skirt, and it went down to my knees. And then I took some leg warmers that I wore all the way up to the top of my knees, all the way to my calf. And I wore white socks under it to make it look like I had boots on. And that was my outfit. And I went to a club, and I was the first dancer out. And I wiped myself down with baby oil. So I was shiny like a black seal. I mean, I was good. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. Yes. If you have some questions that you want to send, ask G Money, well, send me some questions, because we do have that section where we can do that part of the show right now. If we have some questions, then I can answer the questions for the listening audience for your questions that you have. I'm Gregory Gerard, G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you You might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? I hope you're enjoying today's radio show, because DJ Papa D is playing some hits, man. He's playing some music that takes me way back, when I was in high school and I was jamming to the beat. I was moving my feet, dancing in my seat. I was dancing like a clown on the holidays. I was dancing all around the place because I had learned to get my groove on, and I was dancing, dancing, and happy prancing. Yes, I was doing the thing, moving the women all over the place. Yes, I was making the move, and that was me, G Money, all day long. Okay, I think it's time for me to end the show. I think it's that time. So I want to thank Papa D for doing his magic with the computer and hooking all the music up for us to listen to today. And we'll be back on the air tomorrow from 3 to 4 o'clock. And then we'll be back on the air on Thursday from 3 to 4. And we'll be doing our Friday show dedicated to helping the homeless. And hopefully we'll have some call-in guests, some people that want to call in and give their advice on how to help the homeless improve their situation. So, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I want to thank you for spreading the word about G Money and his show, because Gregory's Stories is an entertaining time to listen to the show. Well, all right. Well, I guess that's all I can say today, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay, this is G Money, and I'm out. Later. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye. And I'm out of here.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.